Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, there's an old story about a man on a train with a briefcase. His bony fingers clutch the scraped leather to his chest. A food cart rolls to a stop beside his seat. "Refreshments, sir?" The man's stomach growls at the sight of the sandwiches, but he waves away the attendant. Once the smell of sliced roast beef and cured ham has passed him by, the man twiddles the two combinations of the briefcase. The spring-loaded clasps pop open, and the metal hinges squeak. The man lets out a sigh. Benjamin Franklin's green portrait stares up at him over and over and over and over again. The man admires the neat, tidy rows of all the $100 bills. He closes the lid. Once again, he pulls the leather briefcase to his thin chest. All of his hopes are in this. All of his safety, all of his trust. Hundreds of thousands of dollars sit within a few inches of his beating heart. The train thunders through a tunnel. The sudden darkness leaves the man shallow breath. He pulls his legs up around the case, crosses one skinny ankle in front of another. He tucks the briefcase under his chin. Have to keep the case safe. Have to keep the case safe. Have to keep the case safe. And the sudden light from the windows reveals a comical scene as they come out of a tunnel. A spindly figure wrapped around his luggage, like a squirrel wrapped around a tree branch. Night comes. The train rumbles on down the tracks. The man's eyes fold downward, inward. His head lolls over the scraped leather. A jolt, the man's head snaps up. Adrenaline surges through his frame. He stands, his chin swings side to side as he scans the corridors. Have to keep the case safe. Have to keep the case safe. He sits back down. The man's fears and obsession begin to fight with exhaustion. He needs rest. It's a pitiful sight. A wraith with trembling lips and shadow-rimmed eyes. The briefcase presses against his chest as heavy as a convict's ball and chain. An hour passes. Again, his head lulls. Again, he snaps to attention. The cycle repeats itself over and over and over. And then sometime in the early hours of the morning, he bolts upright. His bony fingers sweep the seat. The case is gone. His money is gone. His thin shoulders slump. But then after a moment, he stretches his long, thin frame on the seat, closes his heavy eyes, and rests for the first time in days. Thank God someone took my briefcase. Our gospel reading this evening paints just such a picture of a man on life's train clutching a scuffed briefcase to his chest. In the days before he meets Jesus, Matthew has only one thing on his mind: the money in his briefcase. Matthew loves his money. Matthew obsesses over his money. Have to keep the case safe. Have to keep the case safe. Have to keep the case safe. He gives up his friends for money. He gives up his family for money. Other Jews despised the man with the almost comical anxiety, his spindly legs and arms wrapped around his riches. He's so obsessed with his briefcase full of cash that he'd sell his mom for a penny to the Romans. Well, he basically did. He became a tax collector. But as Matthew pulls the leather briefcase to his thin chest, he sees only common sense. All of his hope is here. All of his safety is here. Hundreds of thousands of dollars sit within a few inches of his beating heart. And yet as life's train rumbles on, the obsession and anxiety over money turns into fatigue. Everything in Matthew's life revolves around money. The fear of losing his money. He's so tired. He needs rest in life. And he's a pitiful sight. A wraith with trembling lips and shadow-rimmed eyes. The briefcase presses against his chest as heavy as a convict's ball and chain. And sisters and brothers, this evening we sit beside Matthew exhausted with our own briefcases. So often in our lives we obsess over money. We press the scuffed leather to our thin chests. It's not that we're striving for good business practices, saving for the future, or making wise investments, all commendable good things. It's the constant belief that our money is our safety, that our money is our hope. And all we can think about is how much we have in the bank. And because of that, our relationships suffer. We're so busy keeping the briefcase safe that we ignore friends and family. I'll just put in a few more minutes. And as the train rumbles on into life's early hours, the weight of the cash grows. And we're a pitiful sight. Skinny wraiths with trembling lips and shadow-rimmed eyes. Anxiety controls everything that we do. And the briefcase presses against our chests as heavy as a convict's ball and chain. Have to keep the case safe. Have to keep the case safe. Have to keep the case safe. But then, sometime in the early hours of the morning, Matthew and all of us bolt upright. Our bony fingers sweep the seat. The case is gone. Gone. Our money is gone. And our thin shoulders slump. But then after a moment, we stretch out on our seat, close our tired eyes, and rest for the first time in years. Thank God, someone took my briefcase. Someone took our briefcase. Yes, Jesus stands beside our train seat. He holds our briefcase full of money. St. Matthew recounts all of our story. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax office. And he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. And as he sat at table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with Jesus and his disciples. Lots of people with heavy briefcases on the train. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Tax collectors, especially people obsessed with money. But when he heard it, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I have come not to call the righteous, but sinners. I came to take away briefcases." Jesus takes away our briefcase. Jesus shows us pitiful, gaunt, money-obsessed wraiths mercy. He makes a way for us to trust in him, to follow him, to not be constantly anxious about Benjamin Franklin's portrait. He allows you and me to rest in God's providing care. Now, maybe this evening your eyes keep snapping open as your spindly limbs wrap around the briefcase tucked under your chin. Maybe you're wealthy. Maybe you're not. Whatever the case, you are exhausted. Exhausted. Putting all of your love and hope into your funds. And of course, individual people are not the only ones that do this. Churches themselves, as wholes, can wrap their arms constantly around the money. Gotta keep the case safe. Gotta keep the case safe. Gotta keep the case safe. But this evening, Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, takes away the briefcase. Our Heavenly Father's voice whispers through Jesus in the Spirit, "Rest, my son. Rest, my daughter. I will take care of you." And as we stretch out on our seat, the words of our collect come to our lips. O Almighty God, who by thy blessed Son didst call Matthew from the receipt of custom to be an apostle and evangelist, grant us grace to forsake all covetous desires and inordinate love of riches, and to follow the same thy Son, Jesus Christ, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, one God, world without end. Amen. Jesus takes away our briefcases so we can rest. And that is good news, that is gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.